This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one acceptable American at a time. I'm sorry, but, you know, somebody's signaling me, and I'm signaling back. Anyway, I know just the crazies that go on here in the studio. Studio 21. We also have Studio 51. Oh, that's shocking. That's because we're going to become the 51st state. We are becoming the 51st state. Boy, I'll tell you, this birthing business, state birthing business, it's out of control. Absolutely. The fabulous people that we have involved with New California is just absolutely amazing. So anyway, you're going to be out loud and proud about what's going on with New California State Movement. Are you ready for this? The 6th Constitutional Convention is coming up on the 28th and 9th of this month. And it's going to be a barn burner in San Luis Obispo, beautiful San Luis Obispo County. And of course, the San Luis Obispo in Santa Barbara and Monterey are long, of course, known as Central Coast. Man, you want to talk about real serious beauty? You find it along the Central Coast. And California is just a beautiful state, as this country is a beautiful country. I mean, everywhere you go, I mean, really, it's just a fabulous country. And, it's interesting. I was watching a video the other night of these people get opportunities to fly with the Blue Angels, right? Wow. What a dream that would be to be able to fly with the Blue Angels. Anyway, but they get to fly with the Blue Angels. You know, they're celebrity people and stuff like that. You know, important people, I guess, right? Get to fly with the Blue Angels. And, they're flying down there out of, must be El Centro area. And, you know, I lived in the desert for a while. I was part desert rat, I guess they say. Once you live in the desert, you're a desert rat. I don't think so. there's ratting behavior that goes on in the desert by people. There's no question about it. But it's interesting, the view from of the desert from, you know, 20, 30,000 feet front in one of those jet fighters as it was burning underneath them. But my point is it, the beauty from up there was enormous of the desert. I mean, you have to look at the desert and how wonderful the desert is, Southwest Desert, except for now, the despoilment that has occurred in Southern California and also in Nevada and parts of Arizona by the energy generation, the so-called, you know, people treat the desert so poorly. And this is why it cracks me up. I'm a wacko biologist, environmentalist, right? That's me. I did this for years as an environmentalist wacko. I used to go out through that desert and build, you know, tanks, they were called, for the sheep out there. And we'd sit out for a whole weekend, camp out, and build these tanks. And basically what they are is water storage areas. When the rains do come, the water comes down. You know, and again, it's the desert. When rains happen, it's like a tsunami. And the water gets captured in these culverts that we would build. And we call them tanks, actually. But, you know, you'd find a canyon come together, and you'd build up a bunch of rocks and a bunch of things. You had some equipment with you to keep it all bound together. So water would be retained, and the sheep would have water. So that was kind of like the whole gig that we did. We went to a lot of different mountain ranges out there in Southern California. But to see it from the air is actually quite stunning. But the bespoilment that have been brought on by the solar farms in the Southern California area and even in Nevada is absolutely outrageous. And it just cracks me up that here you have these people that are so concerned about energy and all this other stuff, the windmill farms, the solar farms, all of that has absolutely destroyed hundreds of square miles of pristine desert, which we should have been protecting. But no, it's been spoiled. And of course, the energy efficiency of some of this stuff is terrible. It's not what everybody thinks. Solar farms are not what everybody thinks. It's really been a big pit. And, of course, the real energy still comes from fossil fuels. It's going to continue to come from fossil fuels, natural gas in particular, very clean energy. And it's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking to see such despoilment by these radical environmentalists who say, oh, climate change is here. Of course, the big climate change lie. And again, this is as a scientist would tell you, me, because I used to be involved in that very deeply. It's a farce, and their data is completely flawed. And, of course, we're seeing the damage that's being done by these people out in the desert. And this is something that it's a beautiful desert, beautiful area. But the bottom line is it is a place that needs to be protected and protected properly, and it's not. That's what radical environmentalism does to you. Does for you. It destroys the environment more than anything else. That's just my, you know, that's my opinion. I'm the radio talk show host, and I'm going to share it with you. Anyway, so we got a lot of other things going on, and just wanted to share that with you because I was just sort of stunned by the whole beauty of the desert as you'd see it from about, you know, 20 to 30,000 feet, and it is a beautiful area. But it tells you how wonderful. It tells you how wonderful of a place we live in California and also the rest of the United States. And just need to have that little pause for us because we got a lot of other things to talk about that are pretty important going forward here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, President Trump's task force to investigate missing murdered Native women. President's task force to investigate missing murdered Native women. What could possibly go wrong with that scenario, right? What could go wrong with that? I'm serious. This is a task force. The president, this is coming from, I got this little ditty from the original Pachanga. Okay. This is a new source to Agenda 21 Radio. And this is today, Monday, February 3rd. Original Pechanga. It's interesting. I'm looking at some of the other articles that are attached here because this is all a new thing, the original Pechanga to Agenda 21 Radio. And I had no idea the president did this. It came through as a presidential thing. And so I'm reading it. And this actually came by Friday. This was Friday after the show, so this is new news to us today. What in the world? President creates task force to investigate missing women. And it says the Department of Interior, Department of Justice, Department of Health and Human Services met as a task force for the first time on Wednesday. That was last Wednesday. Co-chaired by Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt and Attorney General William Barr. Bill Barr. I'm sensing something here. If you got Bill Barr here, if you've got Bill Barr and Interior Secretary David Bernhardt together, and you're talking about missing women, I think you're talking about something else. It's a little bit more engaging and involved. Could this go to Nancy Pelosi? For Dianne Feinstein? Just guessing. Because, you know, Indian Affairs is a federal thing, right? We'll be back. Or Kamala Harris.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay, so now we've got
this article
brought to you by the real Pechanga, or the original Pechanga. And then, actually, it turns out to be a Breitbart article. Somehow I missed this one. I got a little indicators that are supposed to tell me about these different articles that are coming on board, and I'm like going, wait a minute. Picture here of Bill Barr and with some Native Americans, and President Trump has asked three members of his cabinet to work together to investigate the high number of American Indians and Alaska Natives who have been murdered or gone missing. It takes an act of a president to do that. Now, I'm just letting you know, right? It takes the act of a president to do this, because no one's done it in the past. What is up with that, right? Is there something wrong with the picture? You know what I'm saying? The Department of Interior, Department of Justice, the Department of Health, Human Services met as a task force for the first time on Wednesday, co-chaired by Secretary of Interior Barnhart, Attorney General Barr. The task force is composed of federal officials charged with enhancing the criminal justice response, consulting with tribal governments on potential solutions, and empowering Native communities with information. A press release announcing the campaign said, though, this is coming from Breitbart here, President Trump is committed to addressing systemic challenges in Indian country. And this task force will develop and implement an aggressive government-style or government-wide strategy to combat the crisis of missing and murdered American Indians and Alaskan Natives. By working together and listening to impacted citizens and tribal communities, we intend to tackle these complex issues. The disappearance and death of American Indian and Alaskan Native people, particularly women and girls, is an especially tragic chapter in a long story of marginalization and trauma suffered by Native people, Barr said. We are committed to addressing this challenge to reducing the violence and protecting the vulnerable from exploitation and abuse. Now, I don't know about you, but this certainly does start to smell like the Epstein business, huh? Really starts to smell like child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, doesn't it? Somehow it just makes my blood curdle that we have to form a task force to stop this. But Donald Trump is doing it, isn't he? He ain't backing down. Nor is Bill Barr. Nor is David Bernhardt. Nor is Paul Preston. And nor should you. Marginalized people, they are the victims of these cartels and others. And that's really what, you know, but it takes this announcement. It just gets you. You know, the Native Americans would sit silent and let this happen to them. Somebody, of course, needs to step up and protect them, and the president's doing that. And, of course, to all the other people that are exploiting these people, whether you're casinos or cartels or whatever, right? Or if you're the Democratic Party, or if you're certain California Democrats in high places taking advantage of the Indians and Native Americans. Now, I wonder who that could be. Certain state officials are really, really involved with taking big advantage of these Native tribes, by the way. It's criminal. It's lawlessness. Because that's what California is all about today, is lawlessness, criminal behavior. Everybody knows that. Certainly Bill Barr knows it. Certainly Donald Trump knows it. The disappearance and death of American Indian and Alaska Native people, particularly women and girls, is an especially tragic chapter in the long history of marginalization and trauma suffered by Native people, Barr said. We are committed to addressing this challenge to reduce the violence in protecting the vulnerable from exploitation and abuse. The task force is eager to get to work to address the issues that underlie this terrible problem and work with our tribal partners to find solutions, raise awareness, and bring answers and justice to the grieving, Barr said. There's that word grieving again, huh? This is grieving here in a personal nature. This is beyond the scope of what we understand for the most part. That's me, editorially. I am grateful that President Trump has made it a priority to tackle the tragic issue of missing and murdered American Indians and Alaskan Natives, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said. Native Americans deserve safety and security in their communities, and HHS has a vital role in helping by providing culturally appropriate prevention and trauma-informed services to victims and their families. I am committed to working in partnership with President Trump, Attorney General Barr said, Secretary Barnhart, and tribal leaders and members to make a positive impact on this important challenge, Azar said. Trump has called the high rates of violence in the Native American community sobering and heartbreaking. The task force, dubbed Operation Lady Justice, will review Indian Country cold cases to strengthen law enforcement protocols and work with tribes to improve investigations, information sharing, and more seamless response to missing person investigations. The announcement of the campaign detailed how the task force will address the issue. This is how they're going to do it. This is kind of interesting. I've never seen it broken out like this in an article, and I appreciate Breitbart doing this, by the way. They're making a comeback. Let's face it. Breitbart's making a comeback. Consult with tribal governments on the scope and nature of the problem, and will hold regional consultations in listening sessions at several locations around the country. Now, I want to tell you something. Just that first bullet point shakes the crap out of the cartels, shakes the crap out of politicians, especially out of California, who have been working hand in hand with criminal agents that work directly with various tribal, well, no-gooders, if you know what I mean. Cartels who work in and around the tribes. That shakes the crap out of them. The note of all of a sudden the feds are going to show up and go, wait a minute, what's going on here? Let's check it out. Let's sit and listen for a while. Let's go to the reservations and let's listen. You know, that's not a good thing. Now, then they go on, develop model protocols and procedures for addressing both new and unsolved cases of missing and murdered persons in tribal communities. Oh, boy. The cartels and some of our politicians in California and politicians in Washington, you've just been served notice. All additional questions need to be addressed to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Establish a multidisciplinary, multi-jurisdictional team, which will include tribal law enforcement to review cold cases, address issues related to roles, authorities, and jurisdiction among tribal, local, state, and federal agencies, and more in a minute.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages
Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Establish a multidisciplinary, multi-jurisdictional team, which will include tribal law enforcement to review cold cases. Address issues related to roles, authorities, and jurisdiction among tribal, local, state, and federal agencies. Develop and execute a public awareness, educational outreach campaign for affected communities. The task force will host its first listening session at the National Congress of American Indians Executive Council Winter Session in Washington, D.C., February 12th. Oh, shocking! That's coming up this month. Boy, we're going to be flies on the wall on that one. Listen, I got to tell you, the cartels and Nancy Pelosi people and all those people that met together November 9, 2009, you guys are on notice. You guys are absolutely on notice. Next thing they're going to tell us is they know who Tim Osmond is. Other members of the task force are Kathleen Sullivan, Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General, Tara Sweeney, Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs at DOI, Terry Wade, Executive Director, Criminal Cyber Response and Services Branch for the FBI, Laura Rogers, acting director officers of violence in women. There's a whole slew of other people. The initiative's important to Indian County in Alaska Indian country and Alaska Native communities, Sweeney told ABC News. And if the current practice had been effective, we wouldn't be here today. Now, that's the statement. During the Obama administration, why wasn't this current practice effective? Well, because it meant a lot of money to be able to steal these people to the cartels and others, sell them out for sex reasons and things like that. Yeah, listen, this is just the way it is. See if we got a. Let's see if we can get the Breitbart thing on this one. I don't think we can. Is that Breitbart? Is that? Okay, well, we're going to see if we can get this. I want to see if I got a little audio thing on this. See what they're saying. It says ABC News reported almost 6,000 indigenous women. Shocking number. ABC News reported. All right, well, we'll see. Oh, told ABC News. This is a newspaper article. It says, Trump administration launches task force. Here we go. Yeah. This is a whole big deal. Indigenous students' disappearance, part of epidemic. Part one. This is a whole big clip. So we're going to, I'll listen to it a little bit here, and then we'll determine what we have here about all this, right? It's pretty obvious that this is something very disturbing. But this is, we have to get this stuff talked about, you know? We really do.
Learn at talkabouttd.com.
All right, here we go. Blackfeet Nation.
Oh my God, look at this picture.
This is just Ashley right here.
That one too. I like that one too.
Kimberly and Johnny Lynn cling to photos of their sister Ashley.
Ashley is a beautiful and amazing person. My inspiration, my protector, and my angel.
Every time I think about my sister, I just think about her smile. Everybody wanted to talk to her. She was so beautiful and outgoing. Ashley knew no stranger.
Ashley Loring Heavy Runner, a loving sister.
His name again, what is it?
Eugene Lee Manuel.
A doting godmother. A star athlete in high school, known for her contagious smile. She excelled at college.
She was also incredibly humble about it. Every time she'd, you know, get a paper back and got a good grade, she'd say, really? I got an A? Or really? I got a B? Me?
Her bright future ahead of her, until the tentacles of poverty, crime, and drug abuse that plague her home, Montana's vast and beautiful Blackfeet Nation, wrapped themselves around her.
She told me she loved me and tried giving me a hug. I didn't give her a hug. And then she left through the door. And that was the last time I saw her.
Authorities and family in Glacier County are continuing to search for Ashley Loring, also going by Ashley Heavy Runner.
Ashley's case is just part of a hidden epidemic sweeping across huge swaths of North America.
In Indian country, everybody knows somebody.
A sister, an auntie, a mother that was murdered or went missing. This is our life. This is what we're born into.
Savannah Lafontaine Graywin, who's 8 months pregnant, has gone missing.
Olivia Lone Bear, who went missing October 25th in Newtown,
North Dakota.
The search
for Misty Upham led family to her body.
Nearly 6,000 missing indigenous women, yet less than 200 logged in the National Missing Persons Database.
There is an epidemic of violence against Native women that just isn't being prosecuted and investigated effectively, and people are getting away with these crimes.
There are so many bureaucratic cracks that Native women and girls are not just falling through, but actively pushed through.
Oh my gosh, it's like all red.
Forcing families like Ashley's to navigate a complicated and woefully underfunded justice system plaguing Native communities across the country.
Jim?
Oh my God.
If me and my family didn't search for Ashley, I don't think anybody would be looking for her.
Taking them from remote mountain wilderness to our nation's halls of power.
We are important.
And bringing our cameras along as they try to solve the agonizing mystery of what happened to their loved one, even pursuing dark rumors.
They say that I killed Ashley, but I didn't.
I was being framed for the disappearance of Ashley. And I made sure the feds knew they are covering up a murder. They all are.
There's a phrase in Indian country that when a Native American woman goes missing, she disappears twice. Once in life and once in the news.
She's my baby sister and I have to find her. I know she wouldn't just up and leave. Something happened to her and we'll find out. We'll find it. It's going to come out. Because anything that's done in the darkness will appear in light.
Ashley grew up here on the remote Blackfeet Nation in northwest Montana. Once lords of the High Plains, this tribe survived massive land loss, disease, starvation, even a massacre of roughly 200 people, all at the hands of the U.S. government. Today, this proud, resilient community resembles most small towns of the West. But from the 1979 kidnapping and murder of Monica Still Smoking to the 2016 murder of Matthew Grant, violent crimes often go unsolved in this windswept region.
Unsolved murders is really high here. And before she went missing, you know, we knew it was bad. But then once she went missing and we started getting involved in all of this stuff, we didn't realize how bad it was.
Ashley's family last saw her here at home on June 5th, 2017. At first, they thought she was with a family friend, but after roughly 2 weeks, they discovered that wasn't true and filed a missing persons report with tribal police and the Bureau of Indian Affairs, or BIA. Authorities joined the family on several early searches, but according to the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, it would be 2 months before BIA seriously.
Missing twice. And Trump is going to solve it. We'll be back. Listen to Exhibit 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Word is all the time, guys. Amazing. It's the third hour.
Almost done with the third hour, right? Almost done with the third hour. You know, it's kind of interesting. We got the impeachment thing going on, by the way. I'm going to chime over to the other side. To the other side. We're going to step on to the other side and see what happens. Here in just a second, I'm trying to get some stuff taken care of on the website. Interesting how we do these things. Okay, anyway, so let's go back and check it out. We have impeachment business happening. I think their arguments are going on. I think the House managers are making their case, coming up with all their little lies that they've been telling for 3 years now. You know, the lie, listen, when the lie's not working, try another lie, right? Isn't that the way it works? That's clearly what they're trying to do here. If the lie is not working, just try another lie. Then another lie. And then another lie. Just throw that lie. That's a lie. Okay, we'll throw another lie at you, right? So let's go ahead and check it out and see what we got. I'm going to try and go live YouTube, and we'll see if we can catch a couple minutes of this fiasco, if you know what I mean, that's going on with the president. El Presidente. Looks like he's going to be acquitted. And we talked about the influence, of course, with Senate impeachment trial going on right now. It's live. Let's see if we got the Donald J. Trump channel. We need a Trump channel is what we need. Just Trump channel. Oh, here we go. Cory Booker, who I don't think really is fond of this whole process myself, but Cory Booker is up there talking.
We'll determine.
Here we go.
You will determine whether Closing it will argument. Be his last. As we speak, the president continues his wrongdoing unchecked and unashamed. Donald Trump hasn't stopped trying to pressure Ukraine to smear his opponent, nor has he stopped obstructing Congress. His political agent, Rudolph Giuliani, recently returned to the scene of the crime in Ukraine to manufacture more dirt for his client, the President of the United States. President Trump remains a clear and present danger to our national security and to our credibility around the world. He is decimating our global standing as a beacon of democracy while corrupting our free and fair elections here at home.
Really?
What is a greater protection to our country than ensuring that we, the American people, alone, not some foreign power, choose our commander-in-chief? The American people alone should decide who represents us in any office without foreign interference, particularly the highest office in the land. And what could undermine our national security more than to withhold from a foreign ally fighting a hot war against our adversary? Hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid to buy sniper rifles, rocket-propelled grenade.
Uh-oh. I'm triggered that we're holding up sniper rifles, according to Corey here. Sniper rifles. So we can kill more Ukrainians with sniper rifles. Right, Corey? Should we check in with Nancy Pelosi on how these Ukrainians are being killed with sniper rifles? Corey? Let's get some truth about this whole thing about Ukraine, huh, Corey? And who does use those sniper rifles on Ukrainian innocent people? Where do these rifles come from and who's behind them? Who's pulling the trigger, Corey? Who trains these people that pull the trigger, Corey? Utilizing these sniper rifles. Well, you know, the ones that were sent to them by the Obama administration. Those sniper rifles. I've just got triggered by sniper rifles. It just really did. You know, the whole story is about to really come out, ladies and gentlemen, about Ukraine and why Rudolph Giuliani just came back from the scene of the crime. Well, he did, and he got more evidence about sniper rifles and who was pulling the triggers. Of course, I guess one of the questions we should ask is, who did give the orders, Jerry Brown? Who did give those orders? Anyway, just fanciful thinking out there, huh? Someday that leap, that bound is going to be explored. And people will find out the truth, Corey, about your lying and everybody else's lies from the House of Representatives. In your attempt to flip the script, to turn the table, it's not working. The president's going to be acquitted. And after that, he'll be exonerated. They'll have the whole impeachment, sham impeachment process expunged and taken out of the record, as it should be. But I know we're going to be on to the next scandal that you guys are going to create because you have a great script writer, someone who can dream up the next crime, right? Someone who's unapologetic, a liar about everything that they do, Adam Schiff. And your band of merry people in the House of Representatives will ultimately go the way of all the other despots of the ash bin of history after November of 2020. Just a little editorial about you, Corey. You're kind of like a Jagger to me. You move like one, you talk like one, you act like one, you look like one, you're probably a duck. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Expected this coming Wednesday, and that guarantees President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address the night before the expected acquittal. He will deliver the State of the Union Tuesday night. Joining me right now is former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon. And Steve, it is always a pleasure to see you. Thank you for being here. I want to get to the State of the Union and the impeachment trial in a moment. First, you just heard Senator Lindsey Graham. Your reaction?
Donald Trump does not punt, and particularly he doesn't punt on first down. I mean, this is just not acceptable. We just had the trial of the century, of which he's going to be acquitted. It's already been acquitted, but the formality will take place this week. But he's focused on the crime of the century. The crime of the century is this kind of soft coup that is trying to blunt his presidency and remove him from office. And what President Trump has said from the beginning, this is not about him. This is about the office of the presidency. Trump has been adamant. This can never happen again to any president, whether it's a progressive Democrat or another populist nationalist. You cannot have this happen. And I think with Senator Graham, we're not interested right now in hearing from the chief of staff of John Kerry. Lindsey Graham, and I have tremendous respect for him, he guaranteed at the Senate Judiciary Committee, we need to have the whistleblower. We need to have the number two whistleblower. We need to have Adam Schiff as a fact witness. We need Hunter and Joe Biden. I think we need Brennan. We need all of them. And here's the other thing we ought to do. President Trump ought to declassify all these reports. He ought to go back to Rosenstein's. The 40 subpoenas that the House under Devin Nunes forwarded to Rosenstein, he ought to get all of those. He ought to get all of those subpoenas, and all those people ought to be called to witness. We need an apparatus that's official to go about this to protect the office of the presidency. Well,
and of course, we called it early that this was a coup. We said that the coup was coming 3 years ago. Everybody said we're crazy wacko. And what's happened? The president has gone through two coup attempts. And now he's got the ball. And he's not putting on first down. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.